I'm Kate Willis with Girls on the Run. Keep listening for more excellent living and engaging stories.
Hey, Zachary, I can feel a change in the air. Can you? If you don't have your Halloween decorations up and a PSL in hand, it's time to get with the program. We're going to talk about a unique perspective today, running. Yep, you don't know me, or if you do know me, you know I like to run with my kids, if I can keep up. We're going to be specifically talking about Girls on the Run, a program that at its heart empowers girls through running. Children today are exposed to long-standing gender stereotypes, societal obstacles, and cultural changes that can be detrimental to their emotional and physical health. This is all from the Girls on the Run website, right? Girls on the Run helps girls recognize their potential and rise above limiting gender expectations. This program is really about so much more than running. It makes an impact at a critical age when confidence and physical activity decline. There are so many benefits to this program. We thought you'd have we'd have Kate Willis on to tell you more. She's the program director, yes?
Program coordinator, actually.
Got it. Now, Lucy, our 12-year-old, has been in the program a couple of times and has become a workhorse of a runner for the Northwestern Middle School team and, more importantly, a more confident young woman. She went through the program during COVID, which was interesting.
Yeah, I was going to say the programming definitely had to change a little bit for that, but we were grateful to be able to still serve girls in a safe environment.
Yeah. Y'all organized an impromptu 5K through Americana, which was great. Yeah, let's get into it. I'm Mike Gennaro, publisher of Porch and Parish and host of this podcast. We bring you the best of Zachary in the Development North region through candid conversations every Monday from our headquarters right here on High Street. This is Porch and Parish, the podcast. This isn't just about Zachary. This bridges into Baton Rouge proper, which we love, right? So let's kick it off with the lightning round. So what is your favorite Girls on the Run lesson or activity that you've seen participants enjoy the most?
I actually had to think about that one for a while because there's so many ones that kind of stood out. But I think my favorite one is a tactic that we have called stop and take a breather. And it's when girls are, you know, when we're dealing with strong emotions and giving them tools to be able to handle those and like kind of work through it. And so in the practice, they'll do a fun little game, relay game, where we're kind of teaching them that. And I liked it because the girls have fun because it's a relay game. But then also I found that I saw outside of practice, they were able to kind of really utilize it. And like, I'm feeling, you know, upset with my brother because of this. And so they could like really utilize that skill. And so I think that one kind of stands out to me because I've seen it in action most.
Yeah, I could use that one. Just stop and take a breather. Well, for running and for life.
Right?
Yeah.
When I say a lot of times when, like, I was a coach for Girls on the Run, I got just as much out of the program as I'm like, yeah, that's a great – I need to do that.
Yeah. All right. If you could describe the impact of Girls on the Run in one word, what would it be?
One word. I guess change makers because – and I guess just because, like, we really want – girls to know that they can go for whatever, you know, dream for whatever they want to and go for those big things. And so giving them those tools and that they are going to be the change. And, you know, if we can build that solid foundation at a young age, they can do whatever they want.
Yeah, I really want to tee off on that answer because it's excellent. But we'll have to wait until we get into more of the core questions. You have to play my game.
Okay.
What's the most memorable success story you've witnessed from a Girls on the Run participant?
Oh, man, that's tough.
You can save it for later if you want.
Well, I mean, I'd say success. I think one of my favorite memories actually happened last fall at our 5K. We had a girl who was blind in one of our teams and was still able to participate in the program because we want the program to be accessible for all. And I will never forget watching, you know, her team had already finished the 5K and she was, you know, kind of coming up on the final lap and the whole team came and joined her for her final lap and like rallied and cheered on her. And it just was the exact picture of what Girls on the Run should be like, cheering each other on as you're doing something that's hard and finishing it together. And it was just a beautiful moment.
Yeah. Awesome. Can you share a fun fact or quirky tradition from your Girls on the Run program? You have a name tradition. I like that.
Okay. I was stuck on fun fact. So one of the first lessons in our Girls on the Run program is they have to come up with what we call a goater name.
Yeah.
And so it is an adjective that starts with the letter of your first name and your name. So, for example, my goater name is Courageous Kate.
Yeah.
And it's always fun because it's the first practice the girls are getting to know each other. And so have you thought about what goater name you're going to have?
Oh, do I? Okay, so, yeah, spoiler alert, I am,
oh, no.
I am, I think y'all are letting me coach Girls on the Run, at least participate. So Jen and I are going to get in there, and Lucy's going to help help be a little mentor as well. So I guess I have to have a goater name.
Yeah.
Might as well come up with it now, huh?
It's, you know, you don't have to.
Do I have to do it?
Yeah.
Or can, do you make it up for me?
Oh, no, you have to pick. You have to pick something that's like something that you can, you know, hold on to. Like, I have, you know, I wanted to be more courageous, so I picked that so that, like, if I said it enough, I would feel courageous.
Oh, wow.
Well, it doesn't have to be that deep.
It can't just be.
Right. And then some are just, you know, like silly, you know, joyful. And we'll give you a cheat sheet of different adjectives that help.
I'm going to have to go to ChatGPT for this.
There you go.
Because I'm going to overthink it. All right. Where is your physical location?
Definitely.
So I spotted y'all. But
I was going to say, so our office is over in Baton Rouge next to Varsity Sports on Perkins Road in between Varsity and Zeeland Street.
Nice.
So we serve.
Very cool.
We actually serve 18 parishes. So we serve the Baton Rouge and surrounding areas, Lafayette, and the North Shore. So that's kind of our home base in the middle.
Keep listening for more excellent living and engaging stories. Attention entrepreneurs and professionals in Zachary, Louisiana. Get ready for the Zachary Business Co-op, the newest co-working sensation. Our 2,750 square feet of collaborative space in the revamped Rising Plains Business Park, located at 19850 Old Scenic Highway, is a game changer. Say goodbye to hefty bills. With co-working, you only pay for space that you need. And that's not all. Join our vibrant community to fuel your business growth. Don't miss out on pre-leasing opportunities. Call Mike Gennaro at 225-931-3111 today. Zachary Business Co-op, where affordability meets collaboration. Join us and thrive together.
All right, you made it through my lightning round. So I want to get into this so bad. So the culmination of this program is a 5K where teams from multiple parishes, you said? Did you say 18 parishes?
Yes, so we have the capacity to serve 18 parishes kind of
amazing
along that 10-12 corridor,
yeah,
sort of.
Cool. Okay, so it's going to culminate in a 5K on November 11th, and these girls are going to dress out in their cool T-shirts they got from the program. But starting now, we're going to begin working with the girls to become their best selves, right? And prepare for this 5K. And, you know, we're probably going to have to scale it for different people, meet them where they're at along the way, right?
Exactly. So although we say we're girls on the run, we're really so much more than running. So we use physical activity to teach the life skills that these girls need at such a young age. And the 5K is really one. We don't even necessarily call it a race sometimes, because it's really just that end of season celebration for the kids.
Yeah.
And also to give them that tangible sense of goal setting, and, you know, you work towards something throughout the season, and then you have this, you know, culminating event to kind of celebrate that accomplishment.
Yeah, I love it. You're going to get a lot of stories from me today, too. So normally I'm an excellent listener, but I'm also going to interject a little bit.
Yes.
So the scaling part was exciting to me because, all right, so we have this tradition in my family that, so Max is a high schooler now. We've been running this cross country or living the cross country life since he was in fifth grade. And then Lucy started doing it as well. And so we have this thing called donut runs on Sunday morning to motivate the kids. I get as many donuts as they want. We go pick a trail and we run it like crazy. And then they get to eat as many donuts as they want at the end. And they don't usually want a lot of donuts at the end. It's like the trick, but it's still fun. So my little one, Emil, he's now wanting to be like Max and Lucy, the big kids, and he's 4 years old. And so he's like, can I go? And I said, yeah, absolutely. So he quit his laps after about lap four and it was like, I'm not doing it anymore, Dad. And we couldn't leave him behind. So we now we do Emil carries on Sunday morning. We pick him up and take turns carrying him, and he loves it, and he gets donuts.
I was going to say, but see, it's a team effort, and you don't leave anybody behind, and I think that's great.
Yeah.
And you get to do it as a family. And
it makes me have to work, too, so that's fun. Yeah.
I was going
to
say, that's an extra challenge, some strength training.
yeah. So talk more about the scaling aspect. That's interesting. So there's so many ways we go with this, but just the physicality part, like Coach Brew would say, first of all, this is open to everyone, right?
Yes. And so that's one thing we want, is that we say it's Girls on the Run is for every girl. And so we want to foster a love of movement, whatever that is. And so not all of our girls will be runners, and they won't all, you know, love it, that yeah. part of it, but just learning, using physical activity to reinforce the life skills
yeah.
and also just having healthy habits at a young age. Mm-hmm. And so whether, you know, we always say that it's, you know, whether you walk, run, roll, as long as you keep moving forward and you keep, which we say, you know, and then we'll have girls that dance and skip and we have all of it, but
yeah.
just enjoying that time and like learning these skills that, you know, they need at a young age.
Yeah.
And then also that we're accessible for all girls. So we have girls, you know, that might have physical, things that hold them back mm-hmm. or, you know, if they have you know, a broken foot or some sort of, disability that they can still be a girl on the run, that
yeah.
it's really about so much more than just running necessarily.
Absolutely. Yeah. I grew up with, my dad who's handicapped. He's got one leg. You know, there have been multiple moments in my life where I'm like, how did Dad teach me baseball? Wait, how did he? And mm-hmm. I go back and I didn't intuit it as this guy that was handicapped at all. It was just yeah. like, he was participating in every single way possible, just scaled in yeah. his own unique way. Mm-hmm. And it was actually way more helpful. Like, you know what, if Dad couldn't run, then he would, he helped me with my accuracy. Like I had to throw it to his glove
yeah.
and just make sure that it didn't make him run too much. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, and like knowing that you can do, yeah, you scale it and you fit it to whatever abilities yeah. you have. But you can, if you put your mind to it, you can do it.
If I had to kind of summarize running from my perspective, it would be the word empathy. Mm-hmm. Empathy comes in a lot because, all right, so yes, anybody can be an amazing runner, right? If they, you can take any kid and create something extremely powerful out of that child, you know, but not everybody's going to be that state champion runner. Not everybody's going to go to the Olympics because we're all built just a little bit different. And mm-hmm. that's just a reality, right? So just having empathy is, I'm excited to kind of, I don't know, bring that to Zachary in just a little bit more this year. So let's shout out Coach Lee. She was very instrumental in bringing this program to
market. Coach Lee, Carrie Lee has been a rock star coach and site liaison mm-hmm. for Zachary Elementary for, several years
yeah.
and has been instrumental. And, I mean, since we've brought the program to Zachary, I think maybe 4 years ago,
mm-hmm.
We've served over 160 girls in just Zachary alone,
yeah.
Which is just incredible. This season alone, we're going to have 50 between two sites. And it's because of her and the volunteer coach mentors that are making it possible for all these girls.
Yeah. Let's talk about moving the needle a little bit as well and what running does for, you know, our culture. You talked about healthy habits. What does running do for the person?
I mean, yes, of course, it's good for your physical health to, you know, keep yeah. moving. But I think when you are physically active in whatever way that looks like, whether it's walking or running or, you know, playing soccer or anything,
yeah.
that it really helps really with your mental health as well. I mm-hmm. mean, there's so many times where if, you know, you can just get out and kind of decompress a little bit and get some movement, it helps improve your mood and it helps you kind of process situations, you know, and be able to handle whatever life is throwing at you.
Yeah. Yeah. And so y'all chose running. Of all the sports, and, you know, do y'all talk about why you picked running instead of softball or soccer or baseball?
No, that's a great question.
Yeah.
And I think it's just, well, one, the runner enjoyed running.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a national organization. And really, I think it was mostly because you could have that tangible sense of accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, you can do your own personal best.
Yep.
That the teams, of course, work together and support each other. But at the end of the day, when you're hitting the pavement, it's you and you, it doesn't, we at Girls on the Run don't really focus so much on, you know, who's coming in first, but like, are you trying your best? Are you improving? Are
yeah.
you getting better for your own person, you know, your own personal, and that we'll have girls that walk the entire time. We have some girls that do walk running.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of, we meet the girl where they are. So some girls really love running and they want to push themselves to that limit and really challenge that. And then we have some girls that just want to like play the games and have fun and be with their friends. And that's also fine. And just finding that balance of using that physical activity and that goal setting aspect of like, okay, now we're, you know, we're going to try to hit 14 laps this time. And, you know, last time you did 12. So like that's pushing yourself a little bit. And what does that look like? And how can we help you get to that point?
Yeah. Yeah. Excellent. Let's take a break there. we have like three ads that we were on. So
okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And
so you just give a break in the audio to like help the editor know where to put it.
Yeah, so I say let's give a break, and then the editor goes back and throws it in. Or it's like Buzzsprout, the platform we use, they'll automatically hear that and throw in an ad.
Oh, that's amazing. As well.
I know, it's so cool. Y'all should really have a podcast. Y'all need one.
I'm trying to think of...
Every business needs a podcast. I know, now, right? But Girls on the Run really does, because y'all have a lot of stories, I'm sure.
Yeah, it would be fun to like spotlight our coaches, too, like hear those stories.
Okay, okay. You ready?
Yes.
All right. We're jumping back in with Kate Willis, program coordinator at Girls on the Run. Kate, so what inspired you to get involved with Girls on the Run, and what personal experiences have shaped your commitment to this organization?
Keep listening. We'll be right back.
You love listening to podcasts, but have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? Maybe you want to build a brand, grow your business, or are looking for an excuse to talk about your favorite hobby. Whatever your reason for making a podcast, Buzzsprout is the place to start. Since 2009, Buzzsprout has helped over 300,000 people launch their own podcasts. Buzzsprout walks you step by step through the whole process and will give you powerful tools to start, grow, and monetize your podcast. Ready to get started? Click the link in the show notes to get our free step-by-step guide to starting your podcast today.
Definitely. So I actually came to Girls on the Run as a volunteer coach mentor. So I was working at a school and my friend wanted me to be a coach with her. And I was like, whoa, I am not a runner. I am not a coach. That I cannot do that. And she just told me to give it a shot and come, you know, see practice and see how it was. And I fell in love with that. And so that was in the 2016. And then a position came up with the staff in fall of 19. And I just jumped at the opportunity because it's pretty much my dream job. So now I've been on staff ever since.
Yeah, amazing. Amazing. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Have you been to the zoo lately? It's wild. In the coming months, you're sure to hear the sound of progress at the zoo because phase one of the master plans for reinvention are already underway. And you can bet giraffe it'll be worth it. With the newest exhibit to the zoo expected later this year, I'm talking about giraffes, pygmy hippos, and a brand new front entrance. Learn more at brzoo.org. And now, back to the show.
Can you speak to how one falls in love with running?
That's a good question, because I often say I have a love-hate relationship with running. I think knowing that running is hard, like it is hard. It's something that a lot of people aren't naturally gifted in, but that you can, there's ways that you can kind of push yourself to whatever your ability is. And so I know for me, like that meant, you know, doing like a combo of walking and running and, you know, trying to just increase it each time. And, I think I fell in love with it when you cross the finish line. And I always say the Girls on the Run 5K it's the most joyful 5K you'll probably ever experience. Cause it's most of the people who participate, it's their first 5K that they've ever done.
Yeah.
And to see the joy, you know, and because of, I mean, it can be difficult for these kids to do a 5K, and they come up and they're coming up on the end of the 5K, and the joy that they feel and that sense of accomplishment. It's just, that's what the moments are for.
That end of the race sprint. Yeah.
You did it. And especially if it's somebody who's not naturally gifted with running, and for me too, that feeling of accomplishment, it was great for running, but it also carried over to other parts of my life where it's like, okay, well, if I can do this hard thing, then I can overcome other hard things.
Yeah. Tell me, this is the coach in me speaking. How do you balance your goals as a coach for kids and the goal of the child? Because this also speaks to parenting. You know what? I'd love all my kids to get a 36 on the ACT and, you know, and say please and thank you every time they see me, but they don't. But how do you set parameters as a program coordinator, first of all, and then how does that work? How's the whole...
I think it really starts with our coach mentors. I mean, we have, you know, a research-based curriculum that we follow, but I think our coaches, I always say this, our coaches are the heartbeat of our organization. I mean, they are everything. And so we start with giving them coach training so that they feel not only the practical of like, okay, this is how you can like lead a lesson, but giving them the skills of how do you create a positive and inclusive environment? Mm-hmm. How do you create that mastery climate when a lot of sports are performance-based? How do you create this sense of community between mm-hmm. the team. And so that's a lot of our coach training that all of our mentors go through.
Yeah.
So that they feel prepared to be leading the team.
Yeah.
And then some of it is you're dealing with kids and there's not always a curriculum that you can follow of how to deal. Like some of it is, you know, you just encourage them and mm-hmm. you kind of work through those and you use the skills we're teaching in Girls on the Run to help them get through whatever situation comes up.
Yeah. It's amazing. We live in such an interesting sports climate. And even in Zachary, and look, every city mm-hmm. in America right now, I'm sure. But it's the narrative goes a lot like this. Okay, you're born. Your parents pick up on something that you're sort of good at. Then right now, you have the societal pressure almost to niche down in sports, which it's, you know, a lot of parents talk about this. It's not the way that we really grew up. It mm-hmm. was more like go to a local playground and play every sport and become an athlete. Uh-huh. But now it's niched down. You're going to play travel this or travel that. And once you get to high school, it's all about representing your community. So, like, here's some extra yeah. pressure and get good grades.
Yes, right? It's all the things. It's so much pressure that we're putting on kids.
It is. It's so much. And I can't say that I don't participate in it sometimes because it's kind of fun.
No, we all do.
In like an evil way, but I don't know. But just we're kind of hooked on excellence.
Yes.
You know, and it's like a love-hate relationship with excellence when the kids just really want to have that sense of wonder mm-hmm. sometimes. And, I love this program because it starts with the end in mind. And the end is what is your personal best and – and it doesn't even have to be your personal best in running. Mm-hmm. It's their journal. There's some journaling and sharing that goes, right?
Yeah, no, you're so right. And like that's a lot of where, you know, when you hear Girls on the Run, you don't necessarily think of, you don't see all of that. But yeah, there's a lot of processing time
yeah.
where the girls can kind of work through. Because I mean, being an adult is hard, but being a kid is tough. And like yeah. giving them these skills to be able to, you know, build that solid foundation that yep. they may not see the impact that it's happening yep. right now, but in, you know, 10 years when they're, you know, in high school or college, they're like, oh, you know, these are the skills we learned. And yeah. so giving them that solid foundation at a young age.
Yeah. I mean, and, look, as a girl, Dad, I've watched Lucy progress through all of the stages. And look, when they're going through that awkward teenager stage and they're changing and everything, you know, that requires a lot of communication, uh-huh. which I'm glad there are many female coaches that are going to be surrounding me in this program, right? that I don't even have to have those conversations. But girls kind of have extra challenges, mm-hmm. you know, with running. There's already a barrier up if you're a girl runner. It's just not like something that you're invited to automatically.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of times elementary girls don't have as much access to programming either. Like
yeah.
there's not as many sports teams. And so really trying to fill the void and giving yeah. them one, a place to be able to connect with, you know, their, you know, teammates and their coaches
yeah.
while also fostering that sense of loving of movement and then building the skills that they're going to use the rest of their life.
Yeah. Yeah. My daughter Lucy just, she got involved with the soccer team last year and it was like day three, she tears her meniscus. I'm like, oh, God, soccer, come on. It's like, you know, it's
brutal.
It is. There's a lot. Well, there's so running, you're just running straight. It's not, there may be roots in the way and mm-hmm. you may trip, but, yeah, the soccer, there's a lot of lateral mm-hmm. movement. God bless it.
Yeah.
You know, there are people just hooked on it, but after that, I thought, you know, her running days were probably going to be behind her and she was just going to have to, you know, go, just focus on choir or something. But I asked her, and this is after she had been through your program, I was, you know, you want to quit because, you know, quitting is actually kind of reasonable at this point if you mm-hmm. if you want to. And she was like, no, you know why? Because I don't know what else I would do with myself at this point. And the people that I get to run with are so positive. I don't want to lose that. That's why she runs. It's yeah. not. And she always tries to tell me it's not about winning for me. And I'm like, all right, I get it. That's not what I like. necessarily want to hear, you know, but it's that's amazing.
Yeah. And I could probably say this something similar as Lucy. Like, I have felt so supported as somebody who wasn't a runner. And when I started coaching, I kind of picked up running, and I still don't really identify as a runner. even though I do run and I do races, but, the support that I felt from the running community has just been incredible, where as someone who's not a runner, that they're just encouraging you, like, go however, you know, fast or slow you're going to go, and you just keep putting one foot in front of the other and you'll get there.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about some of the program fees and what it takes to get in and when to get in, because I'm sure a lot of people are hearing this and just saying, oh, I didn't get that memo.
I know.
Would have been great to do this. So
definitely. So we have two seasons a year. So we have a fall season and a spring season.
Yeah.
Our fall season, usually runs about September to November, and then we have February to May.
Mm-hmm.
So we typically host at schools or community sites. And we're always looking to kind of branch out and be at new schools. So we're always looking for, you know, connections with schools and, any coach mentors or anything like that.
Yeah.
And then as for, you know, we do have a registration fee, but we do it on a sliding income based scale, because we say that we want Girls on the Run to be for every girl. Mm-hmm. And so that we, more than 50% of the girls that go through our program have, financial assistance that's built into the online registration form. So that no girl is ever turned away. And so that we just want to make sure that we're accessible for all girls.
Yeah. Amazing. Have you ever had anybody come back and tell you what, you guys meant to them? Because you've been doing this a few years now, huh?
Yes, and it's a couple things. One, now since our local council was founded in 2009, so now we have some of the girls that went through our program that are now at coaching age and coming back and serving as coaches, which is a fun full circle moment.
Yeah.
And we're launching our alumni network and a junior coach program to kind of be able to stay connected beyond the program of elementary and middle school.
Yeah.
But we even did the girls that went through the program in the spring, we do an end of season survey, and some of the girls' quotes from it were just so impactful of, you know, sometimes you wonder if they're getting out of the program what they're supposed to, or what you think they are. And then you hear these quotes and, you know, they're like, I love myself because of Girls on the Run. I now know that my voice matters. And, those were just quotes from just the spring, which is it's just a fun thing to see and hear the girls in their own words putting what the impact was to them.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right. In your experience, what are some of the common challenges or obstacles that girls face today? And, you know, of course, how does Girls on the Run address those?
That's tough, because I feel like now, I mean, kids just are torn in so many different directions between social media and then coming out of this COVID world of isolation, and there's so many things that they're dealing with emotionally.
Yeah.
And giving them a safe space that they feel like they can be vulnerable and open up, and giving them skills then to also process these, you know, strong, uncomfortable emotions. And so, you know, Girls on the Run really tries to meet the girl where they are and listen to them, rather than saying, you know, this is what you should say, or you should look like, or you should do this.
Yeah.
And really empowering them to finding who they are and lifting them up and making them, you know, believe that they can be the best that they can be.
Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of emphasis on just that's a runner. I can tell, you know, that's the physical aspect of what a runner is, and just bashing through all those stereotypes is that's powerful in and of itself. I'm picking up on another thing, just being invited to something like this. The invitation for me recently to just embrace technology. I accidentally ended up in this curriculum. I went to go get my MBA, and they're like specialized in one of these three things. One was healthcare management, one was general business, and the other one was emerging tech. And I was like, yeah, emerging tech sounds fun. I'll specialize in that. And I kind of read it over, but it ended up being this invitation to learn all about how to manage IT. And I'm sitting over here, a commercial realtor, like, come on, wait, what did I just do? And, you know, I just felt the spirit move, and I'm invited. Long story short, I felt invited for the first time to learn about something that I had never been invited to learn about before. And it was technology, and it went so far beyond IT. It was actually just a primer on development, cybersecurity, and AI and cloud. And I think this program invites somebody that traditionally isn't invited to. Like, you have to be invited to a 5K. You're not going to do that as a kid, right?
Or your most parents, of the time, yeah.
Right? Like, your parents aren't just going to automatically say, like, hey, yeah, there's this great 5K out there. Let's go put you in there and run it, right?
Yeah. One, like, just like we said, not all of our girls are runners. Like, some of them may not necessarily think they want to do a 5K. Like, you know, and so we have some girls that love the running and they're so excited.
Yeah.
But then it's also for the girl that's like, I am not really athletic and I don't like to run and I'm not involved in any other sports. And it's giving them a place in a world that sometimes doesn't have a place for them,
you know?
And so it's giving them that place where they can kind of explore movement and figuring out, maybe I do like running. Maybe I actually like playing soccer. You know, whatever their interest is like giving them the space to be included.
Keep listening. We'll be right back.
Hey, parents.
Yeah, you.
Are you looking for a podcast your kids will really love?
Well, we made one just for you.
And for us.
As genuine, all-natural kids ourselves, we know what makes a fun and interesting podcast.
So we decided to make it ourselves. Every show is packed with interviews, stories, and on-the-ground reporting.
We have interviewed everyone from scientists to Grammy Award-winning musicians to NFL quarterbacks.
Listen to Wild Interest wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's segue a little bit. I'm going to hit you with a curveball here. Girl running safety. So it's not always been the safest thing to just, you know, let your kid go run if she's a girl, because it's a dangerous world out there. You know, just the practical aspect of, you know, watch out for guys in vans or, you know, that kind of stuff.
Definitely.
Yeah. I mean, I've got a 12-year-old girl that I don't necessarily just say, hey, go run the neighborhood when there's a lot of workers building houses or whatever. You know, it's creepy. This is a safe way to get your child to run with multiple coaches that have all been vetted, you know, and bringing them into that sport that a lot of parents don't they probably could, but they don't choose to go run with their kids.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And Girls on the Run, girls' safety is our top priority. So not only do our coaches go through, you know, full, you know, national coach training, but they also, you know, are CPR certified. They have background checks and all of that. So that's definitely, definitely our number one priority. And then making sure that they have a safe place to practice. So typically our teams are hosted on school campuses. But we also look at different community parks and the YMCA, that they can have a place where they can, you know, move and they can have that space, but in a controlled, in a safe area.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right. Girls on the Run has a strong focus on leadership and empowerment. Can you describe some of the leadership opportunities and initiatives that participants, you know what, we're going to scrap this. Cut. back me up there, Mike. I'm going to run, because you kind of answered that one. Let's do one more. We're going to bring it back to how they can sign up for the spring.
Okay.
And then we'll kind of land the plane. We're already at 35 minutes, believe it or not.
My goodness.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. All right, Mike, we're jumping back in to the final question and kind of wrap up. All right, let's segue over to how can kids sign up for the spring session?
Definitely. So right now we are recruiting coach mentors. And I like to say, just because as I came to Girls on the Run as a non-coach and non-runner, that you don't have to be a runner or have coaching experience, really just that desire to mentor, inspire the girls. So that's really what we're looking for right now, is trying to find coach mentors. And then also we'll start reaching out to schools to be able to bring the program to more places in the area.
Yeah. Y'all have had so much success with this.
It's amazing.
Coach Lee kind of helped make the perfect storm, right?
But can we give her another shout out? Because she's just, I mean, the entire team at Zachary Elementary has been just so supportive. But Coach Lee has definitely been instrumental.
That's amazing. So I get to play pickleball with Mike Lee, her dad, who is also one of the founding partners of Tri Lakes Water Ski School.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I did know that.
Yeah.
Because I think she still involved in it? Or she does something. Or
it's called Bennett's Water Ski School. I call it Tri Lakes. I don't know. I'm intrigued by the fact that we have these blue lakes in Zachary. It's like a hidden gem.
Yeah.
But yeah, incredible family there. Mm-hmm. So that's excellent. So I'm actually coaching the spillover team, not just the first wave of signups.
Yeah. Well, so we've had so much success at Zachary that we were able to open a community team thanks to the Americana YMCA. So we're going to be able to have a team there, so that we're able to have anybody that wanted to participate, was able to participate this fall.
Yeah.
But we're also we're already turning our eyes to the spring because we want to make sure we have so many girls that want to participate. We want to make sure that we are able to serve them.
Okay, let's talk about age groups and the specifics.
Definitely. So we have two programs. We have Girls on the Run, which is our elementary program for 3rd through 5th grade. Mm-hmm. And then we have Heart and Soul, which is our middle school program, 6th through 8th grade.
Got it.
Very similar programs, but just as you can imagine, as girls get older, the things that they are dealing with change.
Yeah.
And so the middle school curriculum is a little bit more girl-led, where they take a little bit more leadership roles and they lead the discussion a little bit more, but still follows the same life skills and kind of teaching them those core values.
Yeah. How do y'all manage, like some of these girls are going to go join cross country teams, track and field. How do you manage schedules between the two?
Definitely. We have some girls that are able to do, as they get to middle school, they have more, thankfully they have more, opportunities to participate. And so that is something that, we see, we have different, programs that we can kind of reach where they have one day a week. Sometimes they come 2 days a week. So it just depends. Mm-hmm. And just giving some girls that, it also sometimes is like maybe a girl who doesn't make the cross country team or isn't interested in that level of it, but still wants that team and like to move, move some way, mm-hmm. Gives them another option.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just so funny. Coach Fink lives right across the way from where this is all, happening. So maybe we'll have to ask her to make a cameo.
Yes, that would be awesome.
To come talk. She's amazing. She's been on the podcast before, and she's doing great things. The girls actually just won the West Feliciana Relay this past weekend.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So I'm really intrigued by running culture. Mm-hmm. We kind of touched on it earlier, but I was talking to Pat O'Brien, who organizes the Louisiana Marathon.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm sure y'all crossed paths, right?
We are partners with them, actually.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I always wanted a race for Zachary, like some sort of, we have no real race yes, we do. We have, I don't want to steal the thunder of Rotary. They just started the bunny hop, which is cool.
But oh, okay.
But a regional road race up here would be really cool. But he said running for him when he wanted to bring the Louisiana Marathon to Louisiana, more as a needle mover. He is a physical therapist, mm-hmm. right? So if you can somehow get running to take hold anywhere, it brings the culture in a very positive and healthy direction.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it doesn't just kind of like do it overnight. It just gradually moves that mm-hmm. needle in just such an impactful way.
Yeah.
And I think y'all are doing that for girls at a young age. And I just couldn't be more thrilled that we have something like this in Zachary. So,
well, and thanks to you. And because, like I said, our coach mentors are the ones that make it possible. So we're thankful for you and anybody and all of our volunteers that help out.
And Coach Jen is is going to be there too. Got to give her a shout out.
Yes, it's going to be a team effort.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. Kate Willis of Girls on the Run, everybody. Thank you for being here today and bringing Goater to Zachary.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Where can listeners go to connect with you?
You can come to our website, Girls on the Run, SOLA, so SOLA.org.
Mm-hmm. And Instagram?
I was going to say we're on Instagram and Facebook, Girls on the Run, SOLA, or Goater SOLA on Facebook.
Cool. And not TikTok or anything, I'm sure.
We do have one. But this is where my age is going to show it. And then we're not very active
I'm
on that.
I'm satisfied with those two. Because I'm not on TikTok.
Really, Instagram, Facebook, that's our.
Yeah. Running with my kids on Sunday mornings has been such a game changer for me personally. We run and eat donuts afterwards. And it's not just exercise. It's quality time, laughter, and lessons in determination and well-being. We're closer, happier, and healthier together. So, just pick any trail or even just a hill and go run it with your kids. Look for P&P on local newsstands and on our website, porchandparish.com. We've got a lot of exciting things coming up this fall, including our family dinner event at Agave Blue. You can see all the details for that in our community calendar. Thanks to our community partners and donors like you who make this podcast, the magazine, and everything you see online possible and free. You can support us by supporting them. You can also donate to Porch and Parish through our donate button on the website. You would be the first person ever to donate to Porch and Parish. But, you know, look, we're still holding out. Thanks for joining us. And don't forget to share this podcast with a friend. Bye-bye.